Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Roundtable Talk, Season 3, Episode 4. Today here we have Arthur, Caesar.
Hi.
And
Kayla.
All right. We have a full podcast today. All four mics are being taken up. This is going to be great.
It's going to be awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. So, Andre and Kayla, please give a little bit of background about yourselves so we can learn more a little about y'all.
I can go first. Yeah, I'll go first, I guess. Well, my name's Kayla, and I am a elementary ed major. This is going to be my senior year. Well, this is my senior year, and I am from Dallas, and that is actually where I met Andrea. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm just very excited to be here, and I love Swau. I love this place and everything.
Swau, best school to be at.
We wouldn't have Swau without you.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know people said that.
Really?
Well,
like the Swau without you.
Well, I was supposed to be this season the 62nd night, but we're kind of. I'm not putting anyone under the bus, but we're kind of holding off on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. Andrea.
Oh, yeah.
Andrea, I'm sorry.
Yeah. He said your
my
name.
My southern twang.
He said Andrea.
That's okay.
It's my southern twang.
I was
twang.
Like, oh.
It's my southern twang.
Oh, your southern twang again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If y'all watched the last episode, y'all would totally twang. Understand that.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
But my name is Andrea. I'm from Dallas as well. It's my junior year. I'm a communications major with an emphasis in advertising and PR. And this is my second episode on Roundtable. No! I'm lying. Second published episode. We had like three or four that didn't get published.
Oh,
but
Lord.
But yeah.
What does PR mean in marketing? I've always wondered
so
that.
So PR is public relations.
Public relations. Yeah. I know some use it for personal record,
fancy.
But that fancy didn't. Fancy. I knew it probably didn't match with
that's
marketing.
Okay. Yeah.
So we're very happy to have both of y'all here.
Thank you.
I mean, even though y'all have already been here, y'all should be very, very comfortable with the space.
Yeah. It's my first time here. I did the other podcast last year at the radio station.
Oh.
Yes, but this is a very nice change. It's so comfy.
Yes.
Right? I really like it.
Yeah, shout out to Elevate.
Yeah. Shout out to Elevate for letting us
thank you, Elevate, bro.
Just please watch your head because we did have one of our guests kind of told their head back.
Actually, I did that too.
Actually,
there was some blood too. I'm totally joking.
Okay.
I'm totally
not
joking.
No, we're kidding. We're kidding. We're kidding. We're kidding.
She's gonna look behind her the entire
like,
time.
Blood?
Now, like,
no, I hit my head spot. Whenever we did a podcast.
Oh yeah, with Jessica.
Yeah, with Jessica. I literally went back and hit my head.
Oh,
so sad.
Did you record it?
That sucks.
Yeah, we did, but it never got published.
No. I meant like you hitting your head. Not.
Oh yeah. Everything's recorded.
Okay. So there's cameras here, so. Okay. Anyways, okay. So we're going to, this is official kickstart to our opening, I guess, sequence, which is called 1 Minute Hot Seat.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So we kind of.
She said, ooh.
We kind of did a test run with, is my voice still loud? I feel like.
No, you're good.
Okay.
Sorry, I made you self-conscious.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
It's
okay. I was like, now, since she said that, I'm like, okay.
No.
But anyways, we did a test run with Arthur and Ruth, the other episode. And basically how it works is I have a list of questions here. And they're kind of generic questions. They're like this or that or your favorite blank.
Okay. Okay.
You have a minute, hence the 1 minute hot seat. Mm-hmm. I hope your seats or cushions are pretty warm to, you know, add more irony to that. But and you have 1 minute to answer all of these as much as you can. They have to be honest.
Okay.
No but
lying,
also, they
please.
Have to be fast.
No
yes, because okay. Arthur lied on some. I'm totally.
I did not lie.
I'm totally joking. But yeah, so I think it was Kayla who was going to start first.
Yeah, Andrea forced me to go first. So.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So,
I'm going to go first. I'm nervous.
Yeah. So, Arthur, is there a way we could add like the ticking second sound effect? You know what I mean to this? Or not really?
Maybe you can pull it up on like your
you can
phone.
Do it in post.
I don't know.
I'm just adding more work to it.
Yeah. I mean.
Because he's more of the, what's that term called?
Tech savvy.
Tech savvy. I'm just more of the talker, really.
It's because if you use timer on your phones,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't have that.
Yeah.
I can get a.
Okay. Well, we're moving on. I'm
wait,
kidding.
So just so I get the whole gist.
You're not looking
game.
At my questions, are you?
I'm not.
Okay, good.
Even though I can read like upside down.
Can you?
Okay.
It's a teacher hack.
Oh. Yeah, I was about to say that.
What do you think of my handwriting, first of all? Wait, no, don't look at the questions. I want a teacher's. future teacher. Okay. Teacher in the making, I should
say. Teacher in the making.
That's cool. That's a title you should give yourself. Like, call yourself that from now on. Like, your spam, if you have a spam, be like, teacher in the making.
Teacher in the making.
Teacher in the making. What do you think of that?
So, to the people that are listening to the podcast, Caesar has a notebook.
Mm. Okay.
And it has a bunch of notes, and he just gave it to Kayla.
Yeah.
They can't see it.
But it's
yes,
like
yes. Describing every movie.
Yeah,
Kayla,
she doesn't have my
reading.
Have my diary. That's a different thing. I have a diary.
You have it.
I'm not
you?
Ashamed to say that. Yeah,
you have
look.
A diary.
Yeah. It has plus signs.
You mean crosses?
Yeah, but Christ is my plus. He's my plus one.
Wow.
He's my
that's
plus
great.
One.
Cute. That's
gonna He's
be,
my
that
plus
gonna
one.
Be the title. Christ is my plus.
Plus one. Yes. Forget marriages, relationships.
Plus sign.
But yeah, I'm not ashamed to say
I
that.
I like it. It's really nice handwriting. Very neat. You
Thanks.
Okay. I've seen a lot of like college students, like mm-hmm. our peers. They have horrible handwriting, especially
the guys.
Yeah.
Are you gonna
yeah,
say that? Yeah, this. I've gotten a lot of that. Like they tell me, "Wow, your handwriting's good," and they're like, "For a guy," and I'm like, "Okay."
Oh no! I've met a lot of like
no,
guys
no,
have, like really nice yeah. handwriting, but mm-hmm. like another like I know a lot of other guys like have like really messy handwriting.
Yes.
Although I will say, I work as a student aide. At KAS, shout out to KAS,
hey.
With Miss Hutchinson, and I have one student who I, as much as I try, I just can read their handwriting,
Aww.
And they're in 7th grade.
Oh.
Anyways, I don't know if I'm supposed to say, like, if I can say that now and as I'm on the podcast.
Well, we won't tell anyone, so.
Yeah, I won't promote the podcast.
Your
at
identity
KAS.
Will be kept Anyways. So yeah, let's just go ahead and get started with these.
I'll just keep time. And whenever
yeah.
it gets to 10 seconds, I'll start counting.
Where are my questions?
So you're just going to say
them
to
them,
me?
I'm kidding.
And you have to answer.
And I have to answer as quick as
Correct.
I can, right?
Basically.
No math questions, please.
No, don't worry.
This is all personal.
You're talking to an English major here. So.
No math stuff, because I will stay on question one.
Oh my gosh, you're killing me. Okay, so... Did you steal my question? I'm kidding.
No, I think they're somewhere.
They're on one of the yellow. Oh, here they are. Why
there
did I
go
all the way back here? Okay. Are you ready?
No, but let's right. do it.
Okay. Tell
Set.
Me. Wait. No. Do 3, 2, 1, because for dramatic effect.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Snapchat or Instagram?
Snapchat.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Rap or rock?
Rap.
Pop or country?
Pop.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding.
Okay. Comedy or horror?
Comedy.
Blondes or brunettes?
Brunettes.
Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Sunglasses or hat?
Hat.
SUV or convertible?
SUV.
Mac or PC?
30 seconds.
Mac.
Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox.
Okay. Acting or singing?
Singing.
Dogs or cats?
Cats.
Favorite food?
Italian.
Favorite actor?
Why am I blanking?
come on, Kayla.
I have a big crush on that guy from like White Lotus.
Okay, favorite music artist.
What?
Favorite music artist.
Harry Styles.
Favorite sports team.
2.
Cowboys.
1.
Beep.
Okay, I'll read you the last one or the one after that.
Okay.
Favorite holiday.
Christmas.
Okay. You, for favorite actor, I want to circle to that. You were thinking of Theo James, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, I recognize him from the Divergent.
He's so good looking, you guys.
I will
that
admit
guy,
that
four?
Even. He's very fit. He's
Isn't
very
it four?
He's just so gorgeous.
Yeah, from Divergent.
Yeah,
from Divergent.
Yeah.
He doesn't say it like that. He's like, welcome to Dauntless. Not like that.
How does he say it? With your southern twang, welcome to Dauntless.
Well, he's British, so yeah. Theo.
Could you have a British southern twang?
Theo. No, that's not a thing.
What if there is, though?
Well, I'm not going to be the one making that up. Yeah. Okay, so you got four questions left. 4 questions left over.
Okay.
So if Andrea could beat that.
Oh, it's a game.
Yes, it's,
yeah,
competition.
It's a competition.
Oh, my God.
You better take it seriously.
Okay. So I have to
if you get over 16, you're on the leaderboard. Like, you're the top one.
Me and Arthur made our bets beforehand, so...
Yeah.
No. Who did you bet on?
I'm kidding. I'm a college. The only thing I bet on as a college student is just Nothing, exactly.
Okay. We don't bet. We do not promote betting here.
You don't gamble. No. Las Vegas isn't seeing me until after I get that degree. So. Yeah. Probably not even then.
Favorite actor? Grogu. I changed my answer.
Grogu? I don't know who that is.
I love Star Wars.
I love...
and I'm obsessed with Grogu.
I love Leonardo DiCaprio. But, yeah. Okay. Are you ready, Andrea?
Yes.
Sorry, I take a break before your name because I know I'm going to say Andrea. It's just like my English.
No, yeah, it's okay.
It's like a Texan thing. Like, if you watched the last episode, you will understand. Because Southern people don't say Andrea. They say, they don't say Andrea. They say Andrea.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm nervous now.
I had caffeine today in case y'all haven't noticed.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Hope you
Three,
lose.
Just kidding. Two.
Good luck. One.
Go. Texting or talking?
Talking.
Favorite day of the week?
Saturday.
Twitter or Facebook?
I don't use either. Facebook.
YouTube or TikTok?
TikTok.
TV or movies?
Movies.
Favorite nickname?
I don't have a nickname.
Okay. Heels or flats?
Flats.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Favorite nail polish color?
White.
Beach or mountains?
Mountains.
Mac or PC?
Mac.
Favorite dance move?
I don't dance.
New York or California?
New York.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Theater or TV?
Theater.
Pet peeve?
When people chew too loud.
Favorite midnight snack?
Chips.
Mm. The mall or online shopping?
Mall, definitely.
Starbucks or Rebel?
Starbucks.
Favorite holiday?
New Year's.
Froyo or ice cream?
Froyo.
Team Edward or Jacob?
Edward, duh.
Werewolves or vampires?
Oh, vampires.
You got them all!
Ah! No, because I want to say that she didn't really answer
left.
Some of them.
What
she
mean?
Did. She was like, neither. You can't do that, right? You have to give an answer.
Well, I mean...
Well, I did give
an
answer.
If she offered an explanation...
I did offer an explanation.
Yeah, it counts.
Okay, I would not explain the rules correctly.
But anyways, good job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And he's a top.
Huh. Edward over Jacob.
It's because when did Bella ever show interest in Jacob truly?
Like the entire New Moon movie?
Oh.
Well, she was
I don't
using
know
him.
The name
I've never
I've
seen
never
Twilight.
Watched
but like true interest.
I only know there's vampires in.
Are you serious? There's a play. There's a scene in Breaking Dawn that takes place in Rio de Janeiro. How can you not know?
Come on. Where? It takes place where?
They're in Breaking...
No, he wants you to say it.
In, what? Rio de Janeiro?
Rio de Janeiro?
Am I saying it right?
I don't think so.
Rio de Janeiro?
Wait, say it.
It's
say
funny.
It.
How does Rio de Janeiro.
De Janeiro.
Janeiro.
Say it again. I say dinero.
Rio de Janeiro.
Rio
de... Rio?
There's a part...
Rio
de
Janeiro.
Janeiro. Janeiro. It's my southern twang.
He's southern.
Yeah, it's a southern twang, man.
My southern twang. But anyways, there's a scene in Breaking Dawn Part 1 where Bella and Edward go to Rio.
They go to Rio.
They go to Brazil.
Okay.
For their honeymoon.
They go to Brazil.
And that's where they make...
Oh, I didn't know that was in Brazil.
Are you serious?
It's because I'm not an avid Twilight watcher.
I'm not either, but
watch.
So I
know.
Wow. Yeah. But then that's where they also make their baby.
Okay.
Oh. Wow. Okay. Wow. So that's
so you should feel honored to
what?
Come.
Why?
Because like, what other great movies take place in Texas?
What?
In Texas? Yeah.
In Texas?
Like,
I thought we were talking
one.
About Brazil.
I know, but like that's what I'm saying. I'm kind of comparing. Like, I'm from Texas. Oh. You're from Brazil. Like, what great movie takes place in Texas? Like, that's well known. Everyone knows Twilight. Even, like, y'all who haven't seen
Texas
it.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
Massacre.
But that's...
That's a well-known movie.
That's true, but it's not... It's
not as iconic.
No, it is. It's just not as pleasant.
Normally, horror movies are made in Texas.
That's true. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Why only Texas? Is Texas a scary town or something?
Yeah.
Apparently,
it
I don't.
Is.
I
All right.
Google
so, let's
it,
start with
I
the questions. Here.
Okay.
So Kayla and Andrea.
Yes.
So y'all known each other for how long?
Because
this
would
is about
say
y'all.
We've known each other for about almost 5 years.
Yeah, I think like 5 years.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
No longer, Kayla. We're about to get out of college.
Yeah.
I know that's why, but I didn't really start. I didn't know you until.
Oh, like no, like talk.
I mean, like when
you're
first met. Like let's say when you're first met. And then when you actually became real friends.
I think we first met, it was my, like, sophomore year of high school.
Really?
Or junior year of high school.
I think it was maybe like your junior year.
Junior year of high school.
I moved my senior year to Dallas first, which is where we met.
Okay. Yeah.
And
just something,
yeah.
Kayla, have the mic pointed to you.
It's okay.
If you have it sideways, it doesn't really get your voice.
Okay,
you're
I'm
not
so
the first
sorry.
One.
Like, you can you can move it around.
Yeah. He's very vicious. Not vicious.
It's because if not, I'm going to have to raise the gain on later on. Just and then it's going to...
Pretend you're kissing it. That's what I tell myself.
Exactly. Like,
pretend your celebrity crushes lips.
ASMR.
Oh, just pretend you're kissing.
No, but I first met Kayla, I feel like it was at school for one of our performances, and...
Performances. She,
yeah, so we would do like winter performances and stuff like
oh
that.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I know you're like in theater.
Oh my gosh.
Too,
I know where this is headed.
So I saw her and literally I was like, that's the Adventist famous girl. Like
what?
Adventist famous girl.
I hate when she says that.
It's because
this
I
is a new title, Adventist famous girl,
yeah,
plus
forget,
Andrea.
She
always calls me that.
It's because everywhere we go, it's like an Adventist event. Like literally whenever it was Hoops and Bobcat, she was sitting with so many people, and like in just in the Adventist world, she knows everyone.
In the Adventist
I get
world.
That.
In the Adventist world.
In the
yes.
Adventist world. No, I literally I understand that though. Because being a PK, you know everybody. If you, if it's another PK, you're going to meet like a bunch of other
Well,
kids.
I'm not a PK. I was just very involved in like
Pathfinder
stuff.
In the Adventist world.
Mm-hmm.
The it's
I guess in the Adventist world. And so through that, I met a lot of cool people. And always like, I think that we're always, if you're Adventist, you're always connected somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know
yeah.
somebody
true.
That knows somebody that's friends
I was
with
like,
somebody.
Like, oh my God, you went to that church?
Yeah.
I sang at that church.
Yeah.
And like, mind blown.
That's
and
what's
then,
like different.
I drove by that church. Mind blown.
Instantly connected.
My dad pastored at that church one day. He was a guest. And I was like, I didn't see you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had that
yeah.
happen so many times.
No,
yeah.
that's like the difference because like, you know, I've been Adventist for only like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So coming here, it was like, no, whoa, that was weird.
Yeah, that was
that was very weird. It's going to be really weird, like hearing that after.
Yeah.
I think, like,
but it's going to happen with four people instead of three. But that, yeah, like I didn't know anybody before coming here, but like I'm very much not, you know, because wow, am I really going to already bring mental health into this? Guys,
oh, God.
But,
I mean, we did have assembly.
We did. Yeah. We did. It was so amazing. But, like, my mental health makes me, like, want to, you know, reach out to people beforehand. Because, like, it's like I call myself an extroverted introvert.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So a fear is, like, not being recognized or not being acknowledged. Which sounds like I'm an attention craver, but I swear I'm not. Like, you know,
no,
I
it doesn't come off as that at all.
I have boundaries, let's just say that. But at the same time, like, I'm really wanting to connect with people, even if I
of
don't
course.
Know anything about them.
Yeah.
That's why when I first met you today, I was like, hey, this and that, you know? Just
yeah.
like, yeah. But overall, it's been, like, you know, a good transition. So,
mm-hmm. yeah.
But, you know, it's also nice, like, having people, like, you've known for, you said 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys,
maybe
this is
longer.
A friendship test, so we're going to...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I was
oh,
going to search some
no.
questions. I was searching questions. Questions
friendship
to ask
questions?
Bad friends to know if, they,
ooh,
if they're really bad friends.
So, you say
well,
you're...
Yeah. Sorry,
oh,
go ahead.
No, you're fine. You're our guest.
Yeah.
You have privilege here.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
But don't interrupt me. I'm
kidding. Sorry. Yeah, so me and Andrea met, like, 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and I thought she was one of the sweetest people.
Aww.
But also...
do we have an aw sound effect?
I have this thing where I get like really shy. I have this thing where I get really shy around mm-hmm. like new people, even though people
even
say that I'm
famous.
Even though people say that I talk to a lot of people, I still
was
get shy.
Yeah.
And so I remember I was just for some reason I was so intimidated of Andrea. Because I wanted her to like me. I just saw her as this, like, very popular girl at DCA.
So powerful.
And so I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, I want her to like me. And, like,
aww. It'll be my best friend. Oh, my God.
So, yeah. And so I didn't... We didn't really... We spoke here and there, but we didn't really become friends until we went on a mission trip to Cuba together.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Y'all went to another country together?
Yeah.
Not many friends could say that. So.
This keep saying at the same time. It's
y'all
weird.
Like this is for like. I mean, that's for y'all to decide. But not many. Wow, that was a lot to max. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm gonna try not to do that. But yeah. But I was gonna ask. You're a senior, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have like a senior bucket list?
Senior bucket list.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say I'm senior, but I'm actually not graduating till December. I used to be a nursing major, and then I switched to elementary ed. But to answer your question, I think just being more involved, you know? I'm not that I wasn't involved in the past, but I think that I wanted to be more involved, you know? I think this semester especially, I was just like, okay, well, what do I want people to remember, like, of my time here? Okay. You know, what impact am I doing? Mm-hmm. Am I just going through the motions of, like, class? I work at the guys' dorm, so, like, work. Mm-hmm. Come back to, like, am I, it's just, like, going through the motions.
It's a continuous cycle.
Yeah, or am I actually, like, making an impact with the time that I'm giving here, you know? And so I think just really being more involved. And I love talking to people. I love making people smile. I love interacting with strangers. And so I think that for me, it's one of my bucket lists would be show more love and spread more love.
I love that. I love that. Take some tips from Kayla, because a lot of y'all need it. Not saying names, but
I can say that. Throwing shade.
But all right. And oh my God,
Andrea.
Okay, Andrea.
Look, I'm not kidding. Andrea. It's really because, like, I've known a lot of. Also, the other thing, I've known a lot of Andreas.
Oh. Okay.
So that's the other thing. So you're one of many, but, like, still you're. Wow. You're a special one too.
Okay.
She's the first Andrea I've met.
Really?
No, there's another one. I'm kidding.
Oh wow.
But she's a mom, so.
Okay.
She's not really my friend.
Okay.
Ouch.
Okay. Sad to say. But
ouch.
Yeah.
First real friend, Andrea.
Aww.
So you're a junior, right?
Yes.
Okay, I am too. So, I mean, I guess this question could go for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Is, you know, is this your hardest year already? Because we always know the saying that junior year, well, I've heard it a lot, mm-hmm. that junior year is, like, the hardest. Are you feeling some of that?
Yeah, whenever I was about to come into this year, everyone mm-hmm. was like, yeah, junior year is going to be your hardest year. And I was mm-hmm. like, no, it's not. This has been the hardest year of my entire life, wow. like, school-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard. But I think it's just because I got too involved. I'm like, I feel like I'm too involved. I need to
You
stop.
Try to put too much on your plate.
Yeah, it's because I joined too many clubs. I'm in too many things. I'm running around everywhere mm-hmm. trying to get good grades. But, yeah.
Can I
just, like, point out that as her roommate, which, by the way, if you guys didn't know, me and Andrea are roommates.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that. No.
So we're roommates. Not only are we really good friends, we're roommates. but one thing that I've noticed from Andrea is how, like, gracefully she does all of her jobs. Because I could not. She, like, whenever. whenever I sometimes when we're waking up, like, I'm never in the room, she's never in the room, so sometimes in the mornings or at night or the times where, like, we actually get to talk about our day
mm-hmm.
and how it went and stuff mm-hmm. that's happening with us. And so in the morning sometimes I'll ask, so what do you have planned for today, or what are you doing today? And she just gives me a whole list of things that she's doing, and I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's so overwhelming for me just to listen to all of that.
Yeah.
And so she just does all of it. And one thing about me is that I am not really a morning person. I struggle to wake up. But, like, one thing that I like about her is that she will wake up at, like, 6 a.m. and, like, do her homework.
I can never.
And you won't catch me waking up at 6 a.m. to do my homework. But sometimes she'll
wake up.
I'll wake
up at 6 to catch a flight, but not to do homework.
Yeah. But she'll, like, open her laptop and she'll be, like, typing away.
Wow.
And I'm like, good morning. And she's like, good morning. And I'm like, what time did you wake up? She'll be like, oh, I woke up at 6:30 to finish an assignment. And I was like, ah. Wow. Very hardworking girl.
That's good.
I can never.
Neither could I.
I can only, I wake up early in the morning like this. So today I woke up 5 because I had a dream. And I woke up, I was like, let me write this dream down.
What was your dream?
Oh, this dream was so weird.
Tell it.
So weird. So it was me, my sister, and a friend of mine that just went to Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were at the mall. And then we...
Which mall?
It was just some random mall.
Oh.
We went into this store. We went to the Ray-Ban store.
Mm-hmm.
But as you walk in, it transformed into a cinema and a restaurant.
Cool.
Okay.
And so we went to the restaurant part. And then my sister, who is 16, ordered a... alcoholic beverage because she said it was very good over there. And I was like, how do you know this? And so then, like, she ordered it, and then my friend just appeared out of nowhere, and I was like, let's just try it. And so we tried it, and I was like, this is good. And I could taste it, and I woke up, and I was like, 5 in the morning, I was like, how do I know that? How do I know the taste of that?
Well, you should write that dream down, because
I did. I have it written
gonna
down.
Gonna educate. Well, turn it into a bug. That's how Twilight what? Was created. Fun fact. I'm just throwing that. Y'all with a lot of these Twilight facts. The author, she had a dream. Mm-hmm. It was like the meadow scene. You remember the meadow scene?
Of when he like lights up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's her dream. And that's what, like, because you know how vampires like burn?
During the day?
They're not because the sunlight. Well, yeah, but in this version, they sparkle.
Oh. Like, he's, like, fully glittered up.
Glittered up.
What?
Oh, wow.
But anyway.
So, they won't burn. They just glitter?
No. Yeah. Well, they are born as humans, obviously, but then they get turned into vampires.
Right.
Yeah. And when, as a transformation happens, like, you know.
Oh, they're glittered up. Yeah. Okay. So I thought they were, like, if they go into the sun, they just like they just like become that. Bright, like in the sun. I'm like,
well,
so
they do. They no. But I thought you meant like they were born.
No, I like, know that how.
I mean,
a
they
vampire
are born
a vampire.
Yeah, but anyways, like that's her dream, and she went to write that down, and it became what it is today.
That's crazy.
Bump back. So you could be the next like Twilight maker.
Yeah, I'm gonna make a book and movie about how I magically drank alcoholic beverage
you
with my younger
know.
Sister.
You never know, but
turn into a movie, guys.
Turn it into a movie. Yeah, help him pay off that tuition.
No, So then I just had that dream, and then I wrote it down, and it was 5 in the morning, and I was like, I am not going to get up. I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
And I crawled back into my burrito blanket, and I just slept, and I missed my first class.
Oh. Okay.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did miss my first class.
I've never.
But it was fine though. We were just doing review.
Oh, that's okay.
And I have it done already.
So. Next thing you know, they're like, next time you miss it, they're like, "Hey guys, this person was like."
They're just calling me out like that, putting me on
so
the spot.
So I heard your podcast.
Like so.
Is this you? Just playing.
So what was the real reason?
Hey guys, it's Arthur.
But no, like as a junior, I agree with that. Like I thought you were gonna say it's not your hardest year,
no,
and I was
so
gonna be
hard.
Like. It's my hardest year, too. Like, I'm not kidding. Like, because I'm also involved. I try to be involved as much as I can. Because I have this fear of, like, time going to waste. You know, that's, like, a constant, like, I think that's one of my anxiety causers.
Yeah.
It's just worry that I'm going to waste time. That's why I'm, like, the best and not the best, but I very much stay away from procrastination. Because I know that, you know, it's going to waste time. And I just get like, and if I do waste time, I'm gonna look back at that time and be like, why didn't I do this? And so it's just a constant mind thinker when it comes to that. But I agree with you. I'm not saying waking up at 6 a.m but I'm definitely it's the reverse. I'm actually like staying
up late
to like 2 a.m studying for these midterms.
That I do both sometimes.
She does do both sometimes.
What?
That's good.
Like you go to sleep at 2 and then wake up at 6.
It depends. Sometimes.
Sometimes she'll go to bed like a little late, later than usual.
What is later than usual for her?
Well, what time do we usually
like
11? Go to bed?
Go to bed like at 1.
Yeah.
Normally?
Y'all usually?
Close to 1.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm saying.
But lately, I've been going to bed. These past 2 nights, I've just been exhausted.
Yeah.
So by the time that like she gets there, I'm knocked out.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. So being roommates, y'all know about a lot about each other and being friends for 5 plus years.
Oh gosh.
So I want to know something that kind of clashes between y'all.
Clashes?
Or like something y'all don't like about each other.
Don't start something now.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
You go first on this one.
I don't have anything.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm being like so serious.
Something that you don't like about me, or I feel like for me, I don't have one. You're
I mean,
just a really good roommate.
It's because I heard Andrea doesn't like people that chew loud.
Oh, okay.
And then you said you chew loud.
Sometimes.
No, but we're not like eating in the dorm, like sitting next to each other. So
yeah.
Just munching.
If she chews that, I'm not gonna hear. You know.
Yeah. Sometimes I chew loud. The only like occasions that I like chew loudly is when I'm really hungry and I haven't eaten for like a long period of time. I try to swallow all of my food. So I'll like take a huge bite.
She'll just like over like you know how you get like a normal amount of a portion on your fork?
Yeah.
make that double and try to fit all in your mouth.
Do that?
And I just like do
and you just keep doing it because I do that too.
I do that too. Like a forceful thing.
Oh no, okay, I was about to say.
Just like, ma'am, have you ever choked or something?
No. I'm just so hungry
she just
that I'm like,
everything.
My throat just hurt. It ached just thinking of like that.
I don't know.
It's because, like, I've had one roommate per year that I've been here. So Kayla's my third roommate. Mm-hmm. Not because of anything like weird or like I loved every single one of my roommates. Like it's been great. But Kayla is just like such a genuine, like real person. Mm. Like it's just like a different level. Do you know what I mean?
Wait.
Oh my cry.
That is so cute.
She'll like ask me about my day, but like she's just genuinely interested in hearing about it. You know what I mean? Huh. And she'll be like checking in on my mental health and stuff like that, which is really important. And I don't know, she's just like, because Abel, my boyfriend, he told her that she has the it factor of being a teacher, and I definitely agree. Like she has that it factor. Like she genuinely cares about people, and I think she's gonna do great with her kids.
You want some tissues, Kayla?
So
no,
I'm good.
By having
her cheeks are turning red, and her eyes are watering. So
I didn't know she felt that way.
Oh,
like
I usually love her,
but I didn't see like how deeply she like loved me. You know,
of course.
It's always nice. It's happy theater. One thing about me, I'm a crier.
So if
I'm really moved, if I'm really happy, I cry.
That's tear stick. I'm kidding.
If I'm really sad, what?
I'm like, that's tear sick.
Canceled.
I saw her turning her head slightly and just
forcing the tear out. Go.
Poking my eye.
Like, not blinking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute.
One thing I hate about Andrea. No. I'm just kidding.
But as roommates, sorry guys.
Yeah.
But as roommates, because I don't have one because I'm off campus, so I don't have to, like, I mean, I'm sure it's nice, but at the same time, like, I'm kind of happy that I have my own room and whatnot. Do y'all like pray together, like with each other, like as when
roommates?
Do you ever be like, hey, let's no, like talking about nighttime? I don't know if y'all pray before y'all go to sleep. I do, just because it gives me like a comfort. But like, do y'all ever do that? Like just like kneel?
Not, I don't think
together, but we've done it once or twice where we've like prayed together.
Well, usually I think we both just pray in our heads before we go to bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because most of the time we're just tired. Mm-hmm. And, like, we have bunk beds. And so
sometimes
we'll be, like,
we'll just be, like, talking.
And then one of us will stop answering. And that's how we know that the other one's, like asleep.
I see.
Yeah.
Arthur, do you pray with your roommate? Like, before night, before sleeping?
I don't.
Who's your roommate?
My roommate is Martin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's my roommate.
So y'all don't never, y'all are like, hey, bro, good night. Oh, wait. Or
I'll say good night, like, to him. I'm like, good night, Martin. He's like, good night, bro. I'm like, okay. And then I will just pass out.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I would want
to
do
that. It's normally because I always get to the room late. Because I'm always out till curfew, which is at 12.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's 28, so his curfew's at 3.
He's 28?
Yeah. So his curfew, no, he's actually 29. He just had his birthday, like, a while back. And so he'll just come out, like, later. And so, like, let's say last night I was just finishing my speech review, and then I was just doing a Quizlet for it, and then I was just, you know, in my bed, and then I just saw him walk in. I would just finish my stuff, and, you know, he did his stuff, whatever, and then we went to bed, turned the lights off, and we said good night, and it was like good night, and then we just went to bed. We didn't pray anything.
Huh.
Yeah.
I feel like if I had a roommate, I'd be like, yo, I don't say yo a lot, but like making up the scenario, like, do you want to pray, like, this and that, like, every night?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it is.
Kayla's that type of person, though, because she, like, not to with, like, me, you know, but
with,
like, with her other friends. Like, the other day, I walked into the room, and she was on the phone with one of her friends, and she was literally praying with them.
Aww.
I thought that was so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She just, like, remembered.
Yeah.
She's like, I forgot.
No, yeah. I just think that, like, a lot of times prayer can, like, calm anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Like, any, like, anxious
that's very
thoughts
true.
Or,
yeah.
like, any situation that's going by. My friend was going through a situation, and they just needed someone to be there for them. And so, just glad that I was able to be there for that person at that time. Yeah.
It's very nice. I like that.
I don't know. One thing I will say, though, I, like, I feel like if you could say one thing about me that you didn't like, was that I have an air fryer in my room because I cook. I have the CAF 22 meal plan.
Mm-hmm, CAF 22.
And so I've been trying to bulk.
Yeah, bulk.
And like eat healthier and like raise my protein intake. And so I feel like sometimes the room can smell a little.
Oh, it starts to smell.
And
after.
I feel horrible when the room like even has like a stinge of smell. Because I don't want my room to be smelly.
Right,
like,
yeah.
That's your space where you sleep, where you do your homework, mm-hmm. where you do everything, right? And so when I can smell it, and even if I can't smell, I try to, like, open the window when I'm cooking and, like, turn on the fan.
Mm-hmm. So it, like, ventilates?
Yeah, so it ventilates and it doesn't, like, just stay in there. Mm. But I feel sometimes bad because sometimes she comes in and I'm like, hey, be honest, does it smell a little? She's like, yeah, just a little. And I'm like, oh, no, I feel so bad.
But it's nothing to feel bad about. The thing is, though, when she leaves the window open and it gets really cold, like that's happened twice, I think. But it's not her fault because she doesn't know that I'm coming back in the dorm because I never really go back.
Oh, yeah. There's sometimes, here's my thought process. Yeah. Like, depending on the day you have, I know that you're not going to come back until, like, curfew time.
Yeah.
So I just leave it open sometimes because I'm like, oh, she's not going to be back until curfew. I'll be back before then mm-hmm. and close the window. But sometimes, like, you forget something or you come back to change or whatever, and yeah. then you close it.
Yeah.
Mm. Know each other. That's, like, really nice. Like, yeah. even time senses. You're
yeah,
like,
even knowing each other's schedules.
Yeah.
That's true crazy. Friendship. Which yeah. guys could do
and
something.
I feel like we're also, like, we're also very respectful of each other's, like, space and, like, the mm-hmm. way that we both, like, live, like, it's
no,
kind of similar.
Touch me there. Yeah. This is my no-no square.
What? What did you just say?
This is my no-no.
This is my no-no square. You're respecting each other's spaces.
Oh.
That's what I was just thinking. Sorry.
Oh, I
never heard
something
it.
Else. I heard, don't
me
touch
too.
Me there. That's
yeah,
my no-no
that's
square.
I
was like,
whoa. I for real heard that. I was like,
anyway, yeah. Yeah, we're just very respectful of each other's thing.
So, bringing up, like, living acquaintances or yeah. stuff like that. I watched a movie last night that kind of just like
I moved this thing.
No, it's fine. That kind of is reminding me of, or like, you know, making me connect this conversation. I don't know if y'all ever seen So Undercover with
no.
Miley Cyrus.
Oh, is she like at this university?
Yes.
And she goes undercover and she likes this guy that has like a
motorcycle
yeah,
or
something.
Yeah, she joins like a Kappa, but like she's undercover, so
yeah.
she's
what
a tomboy. Yeah, yeah,
she's actually like a cop or something.
She's like a young detective and
like a young agent or something like that.
And she gets recruited by this one guy.
Your typical classic Disney movie.
But
yeah.
Oh, it's not by
the
Disney.
The FBI hires a young private detective, Miley Cyrus, to go undercover in a sorority to guard the daughter of an important witness in an organized crime case.
Oh.
So basically, it's her like trying to fit in, trying to be like a girly girl, which
mm-hmm.
she isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And while she's there, she, like, you know, has to live with these other girls. And you
yeah.
know how it goes. Like, at first she gets red flags about certain girls being, like, fake or whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, overall, she ends up, like, actually, you know, befriending some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, getting comfortable with them. So that's what I kind of, I don't know why. I'm not saying y'all hated each other beforehand or got red flags. But
oh, it sounds like we're so nice to each other. We're like, but like we are like we
yeah.
like have so much fun together.
I
think during
that.
The snowstorm, like we watched like some movies.
Oh my gosh, that was so much fun.
I know, I had so much fun. Like we just got to like, because we're never in the room, so
yeah.
we never really get to catch up or like the only time that we hang out is like when we go to breakfast together or
mm-hmm.
something like that. But yeah, the snowstorm was really nice. We got to like catch up on each other's lives and like talk and like watch movies and
mm-hmm.
stuff. Mm. Yeah, it was nice.
That's nice.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
movie
that's
specifically
really nice.
We watched.
Oh God, is this age appropriate?
Can y'all not say it?
I'm gonna have to put explicit on it later.
We're the Millers.
They're just funny.
We're the Millers.
No, that's a good one.
We're the Millers is such a good movie.
I love that
yeah,
movie.
We just watched some comedy movies.
Oh,
if you're under
okay.
18, please do not watch that movie.
Oh,
I thought it was like
cute right
Christmas stuff.
Christmas stuff.
Why Christmas?
Because it's snowstorm.
Yeah,
oh,
but Christmas.
No.
I didn't even think
it
about
just gives
now.
Off the vibes, you know?
I guess.
Like having hot chocolate and a warm
yeah.
blanket
really?
And a fireplace.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It was more like Takis, lemon lays.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I don't like those snacks. I'm sorry. Really, like really? I said, my southern twang like doesn't like twang. Mexican snacks. Okay. So
just
yeah.
goes against his humanity.
I'm more like Takis. I've never been a fan of lemon chips. Never been a fan of. I'm more into like sweets.
Lemon chips or lemon chips?
Like Lay's like lemon chips. Lays. Limon is what they're called.
I don't limon like lemon chips.
So neither
limon
do I.
Lays.
I like Lay's.
I like yeah. I like. Pastries. I'm a pastry okay. guy. So if you could give me like a Lil Debbie snack.
Lil Debbie. Shout out to Lil Debbie.
Lil Debbie.
Anyone who works at Lil Debbie, shout out to
sponsor
us,
please. We'll have it. We'll have it all
I'm
set
just
up.
Just kidding. You know what I'm saying? That I have a friend who works at Lil Debbie.
Does she really?
Does she really get her?
What's
sponsor?
A he?
Oh, sorry. Because I don't know why. I just think you said Lil Debbie.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I am.
What
shout
video?
Out to Anton.
Yo, Anton.
Like tall, Anton. Up, tall bro. Antoine?
Anton? Like, do you know Anton?
Isn't he on Essay?
No.
No.
So that's Alex.
Oh.
That's Antoine.
Oops.
Alex Antoine. Yeah.
That's Alex Antoine.
Oh, okay.
My friend, Anton, he's a really great friend of mine. He goes to Southern.
Okay.
And he has an internship with Lil Debbie.
Right
I didn't
now. Know it was at oh. Lil Debbie's.
Yeah, it's at the company. He's like, he does like tech stuff, like data
oh,
analysts
cool.
and
oh.
stuff like that. Hmm. So he got like his own little cubicle and everything.
Okay.
Very profesh. Yeah.
Hmm.
Very.
Yeah.
He's making bank. I'm
plot twist: I don't like Lil Debbie's.
Do you not?
What?
I don't really
what?
Like sweets.
Wow.
I grew up on the zebra cakes.
Me too. The cosmic brownies
oh
were.
Oh yeah.
You guys like those?
Yeah. I love those.
I don't like the brownies though.
I can eat like five of those.
Really.
I
legit.
Don't like those.
Like the big ones, not the small, like cut
mm-hmm.
in half
yeah.
to the big ones. I could eat like five.
Wow.
Of I've never done it, but.
My dad loves the moon pies.
Oh, I don't like those.
Those are disgusting.
Yeah.
I never really had these as a kid.
Are you
so.
Serious?
But
the
yeah.
only like sweet thing.
The only time that I've tasted zebra cakes here for my first
yeah.
time at 12. My first time having zebra cakes was here.
Yeah. And you didn't like
them? You didn't
them?
Like them?
I liked it.
Okay, good.
But.
What were some Brazilians. Sorry.
Brazilian
you know what Brazilian drink I really like? And correct me if I butcher this name. Guaraná.
You said it right.
Yeah?
Yeah, Guaraná. It's really good.
It's just like Brazilian. Like.
It's derived from the actual fruit.
Yeah.
Guaraná.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably the healthiest soda you can have.
Yeah.
Like real soda. Unless,
mm-hmm.
Unless you're having like Fresca, which has
yeah.
zero calories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's but really delicious.
It is. Mainly people like. When Brazilians talk about it, they'll hype it up. Like, oh my God, it's so good, it's so good. But then people go and drink it, they're like, nah, it's fine. But it's because of everything we do, there's always Guaraná. Mm-hmm. So every party there is, every restaurant you go, there is one. Soccer games, you go. School stuff, there is. So any good memory, you're going to have a Guaraná with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why we say it's super good. Because whenever you drink it, you just remind yourself of those
mm-hmm.
memories.
I see.
It's really nice.
Whenever I saw Rio, the snacks.
I just can't with that sentence.
Because
you're
talking
about. I never watched Rio.
I love Rio, though.
Rio.
Whenever I watched Rio and they were, like, eating the fruit, that fruit
yeah.
looks so, like it would. It actually
wait, which fruit? Which fruit?
I think it was, like, a deleted
imagine.
Scene where.
Not him watching deleted scenes from Rio.
The little scenes from Rio. Let me search
it
up.
It was like Jewel was eating like.
Is
like
this from Rio 2?
Rio 1. Just
Rio
look
one.
Up Rio 1 deleted scene, and I'm pretty sure only one should come up. Rio was my childhood, guys.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
that's why.
I know. I was so proud of that movie.
Like I believed I was Brazilian for a while, just because, just because so they speak a little bit of Spanish in the
yeah.
movie. So I'm like, oh, I guess since I speak Spanish. That makes me Brazilian too, right?
No.
Okay, leave my childhood self alone. Like, that little dude was still, like, he was very ambitious. I don't know what happened to him, but he went to college.
Yeah.
But, like, the food's there, it looks weird. Oh, no. The scene where, like, they're having dinner, the humans, like, Blue's
the
owner.
Humans.
Blue's owner and,
the
like,
girl.
The yeah mm-hmm. Linda.
Yeah, Linda
and
Tulio
and Tulio, like the scene where they're like at the
they're at the table eating and then what
they have the meats and like because they're trying to like it's awkward at first and they're trying to like compliment one another
mm-hmm.
but they can only talk about birds but then like you know they bring out like the plates of meat and it's like on a stick.
the different kinds of meat.
A kebab,
yes.
Yeah, but it's a walking kebab. I know those.
And yeah, it looked that.
Oh, Shuhasco, man. Don't even.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I'm laughing at the Tulio because it sounded so realistic. So that's what
do you mean? Like me saying Tulio?
Tulio!
Tulio and Linda.
So you're dying.
having a lap attack.
I love that movie. It's so funny.
Yeah, so if you go to Brazil, and then you're going to find these places everywhere, and they're super cheap over there. You pay, like, here, normally would pay, what, 35 for a whole thing?
For those who are, like, obviously you guys can't see what's happening.
But Caesar is dying right now.
So much, he's dying.
I've never seen you laugh this much, Caesar.
He's wrecked.
You can laugh. Your mic is muted, Caesar, so you're good.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Guys, I do voice impersonations, voiceovers, whatever you guys want, podcasts. Contact me.
Voice actor.
Voice actor. Okay. You good now, Caesar? Okay, he's still down.
He's bad.
No, but if you do go to Brazil, you have those. You could pay like $12 and then you eat as much as you can. And then
all
they
you
will
can
never
eat kebab?
Yeah, but like it's like you have the chicken, you have different types of meat from the cow. You have pineapple, they'll give you. They'll have cheese, they'll have they have so much.
Yeah.
It's just so much food.
I think I'm good.
Okay.
He said I think I'm good.
There's so much food. So much food.
Yeah.
My mic's on. Okay, I thought you really muted it. I was like,
no, I
can't. No, he did for like a second.
I felt like I was having a panic attack or
something. Yeah, I can mute your mic. But yeah, he's back now.
Okay, sorry.
But
yeah,
I want to go back to Brazil. I think I might go back on summer.
Oh, that's
to
cool.
do some ID stuff because I lost it.
Do you ever jam out though, like
to Rio?
Yeah,
of course.
No, I'm talking about driving through the streets of Brazil. Like, do you ever just like?
Oh no, you cannot.
Why?
Because you're gonna get
Rio.
No,
you're gonna get bullied if you say.
No, you're not gonna get
bullied. Do it with pride, man.
Like streets here or streets in Brazil?
No, streets in Brazil.
Okay, if you walk in Brazil with your phone out or whatever you have device on, people will see that and then people will try to take it.
Are you serious?
It's Brazil.
Oh, wait. If you're listening to Rio or if they just see your phone?
If they just see electronics.
I thought
they're going to check if you're listening to Rio.
If you listen to Rio, they will take you. No, it's if you're like having stuff exposed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Huh. Sadly.
But do that. Like, keep your phone in your pocket and listen to Rio. That's like, that must be like a dream come true for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
you know
I was
song
always
I'm
told.
Obsessed with? Tubarão.
I
know I probably said it wrong. I love
that.
Tubarão.
Tubarão.
Te amo, Falcão. Te amo.
You know which song has got me like interested in my roots? So I don't listen to her a lot, but Camila Cabello, Don't Go Yet. Have y'all heard it? It's like, don't.
Wait, that was not the song I was expecting.
Caesar, what roots? Where are your parents from?
They're from Mexico. But like it sounds like a salsa
Camila
song, so that's what makes
I wanna hear it.
She's from Cuban. Not
which
Cuban.
One is it?
She is Cuban. Don't Go Yet?
Oh, right here.
Yeah. She's not one of my favorite artists, but that song came on and
I gotta sound because I'm not gonna get copyrighted.
Camila's like,
No, he just moved on to the next song.
Oh my god.
Copyrighted.
Copyrighted for two songs.
Just so you know, you made my day,
Vitor!
Vitor! You are muted! Muted for the rest of the podcast. Done. Unbelievable.
Vitor just like shaved his whole like beard.
I saw it on his B-reel.
Let me show you.
I gotta do my B-reel.
Arthur.
Apparently.
That's
yes.
better. You made my day just by saying Tulio, so.
Tulio!
No. Because it sounded like.
Ew. Sorry.
Wait, let me see.
My brother shaved his.
Is it on his Instagram or what?
No, he has it.
You're
on his
gone,
Twitter.
Andrea.
All right, I'm gonna take my.
Oh my gosh. But Vitor, don't get offended either. That confused your brother for you.
Yeah.
He probably will get offended.
This happens too many times.
Here's the thing. I didn't know Vitor had a brother until last semester.
Huh. Yeah, when I first met
Because we would talk all the time. We would talk all the time. I remember there was a conversation where we talked about his childhood and how he talked about being a PK and how he traveled a lot and he lived in different places. And he made the whole story sound like he was an only child.
Mm-hmm. Like he had no other siblings?
He never mentioned you. He never mentioned
your sister,
anybody. So
just my parents and him.
Yeah. And so whenever sad. Arthur came here last semester, we were helping you move in at the dorm and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, hi. Like, how are you? I was like, oh, this is his cousin or something. He's like, yeah, this is my little brother. I was like, ah. I did not know you had a brother.
Kayla was in shock for a good minute. She was like,
just because he's never mentioned you before.
Yeah. And whenever I saw him, I was doing, I think, something already on the job, and I went to administration, and I just saw him leaning against something, trying to look cool. You did look cool, so. but that's what confused. Him for
Victor. You thought he was Vitor?
Victor. I'm sorry. I'm butchering names. Ooh. Vitor, not Victor. That's what confused you
with
for him.
My brother.
You know what I mean. I'm still trying not to laugh, so that's why my wording is out of character.
He's still laughing about
that. It's funny. I don't know how y'all can laugh. Okay, stop.
I'm going to just listen to it after, see if it's really accurate. I'm going to compare it after, too.
Okay. Yeah.
But anyways... but then I was like, oh, Vitor got extensions. Like, guess if guys had extensions, but.
Because my hair was longer. Oh, yeah. Because he had a full buzz cut back then. Like, he had the really short tip.
Yeah, he did. So that's why I was like, Vitor. Did I call you Vitor? I don't think I did. No, I told someone. I'm like, I thought that was Vitor. So that's why, but it's okay.
I'm trying to remember. No, yeah. So my brother really never talks to me, talks about me.
talks to me. Yeah, my brother never talks to me.
I'm kidding. We do talk. He never talks about me. He said that he didn't want to talk about me because
I was so much cooler.
No, because I was scared to be under his shadow. Mm. And I was like, I've been in your shadow my life. I don't mind another year. It'll be fine. You're gonna leave soon. Anyways.
Are you taller than him?
Yeah,
you are.
But slightly though.
He's a little shorty.
Who's in your shadow now?
Yeah, I'd be But
no, yeah.
So the third, how many siblings do you have again? You have Vitor
and my sister.
Okay, so it's just y'all three.
Just us three. So I'm a middle child.
Right. So is your sister gonna be attending SWAU whenever she comes of age?
That is a very good question.
Oh, y'all haven't even discussed it. Wow.
No, right now my sister's in Brazil. Uh-huh. She's doing high school over there. With our cousins. And so she's doing her freshman year. Her sophomore year.
Okay.
Her sophomore year, but freshman year over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's trying to see how it is. And then she wants to be a doctor.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
But she doesn't really know where she wants to go. She wants to go into the Ivy Leagues,
That's good.
Big school.
That's good.
But if she doesn't, who knows?
Yeah.
I'm glad for
what's
her.
What's your name?
Gabby.
Gabby.
Gabriella. But we call her Gabby.
Gabby.
What are some typical Brazilian names that, because Arthur is very much not a Brazilian name. I've always wanted to tell you that, but I didn't want to offend you.
Nah, a lot of people have said, your name is not Brazilian. I'm
it's Arthur, very much.
Arthur isn't Brazilian.
It sounds Caucasian. Arthur?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because whenever I.
Nobody actually really calls me Arthur. They call me Tuku.
Uh huh.
That's because of my nickname. But you can say, you can have João, Mateus.
Mateus, I've heard.
What
about Blue? Is that Brazilian?
Blue?
She's not him Blue with the birds.
English.
Still.
Blue is English.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Oh, Pedro.
Pedro.
Nico.
Pascal.
Nico. Nicholas? The yellow bird.
The yellow
bird. That's the name of the yellow bird?
The little one?
Yeah.
Nico. Oh, you can say Nicholas.
Raphael.
Raphael, yeah.
Nigel.
No.
Nigel.
But that's the name of the.
Nigel's English. Nigel's English.
So why did they name him Nigel if it's
because
not Brazilian?
He's a cockatoo.
But he lives
and they were okay there, Kayla, unscrewing your water bottle.
Luis too, right?
Luis, yeah.
Because he's a bulldog.
Okay, are you just naming people from Rio now?
Is Tulio a real name?
Tulio?
Tulio.
Mm.
Don't laugh.
Tulio? I don't think so.
We're back,
huh.
Just made
just
I thought it was Julio at first. That's why I got.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I have a question for the friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to interrupt your conversation.
Okay, we're back. Sorry.
Okay. So, we know Andrea is dating. Shout out to Abel.
Okay.
Yes.
Kayla, are you dating?
No, I am not.
Are you not? And so, Andrea.
Oh, my gosh.
What is your viewpoint of this as a best friend? What's her type? What is she like? Are there any runner-ups?
There's not.
None?
No. Kayla's living her best life, single, and not ready to mingle yet.
Oh, what? I love that.
Why not?
Yeah. She's working on her.
Yeah, and I
always
say
that. You can still work on yourself and be in a relationship.
No, I know.
I know that, because you're never, like, life
you're
is always like
be
a
fully
work
done
yeah.
with yourself, but
you're a work in progress. I just feel like right now that's not something that I like desire or mm-hmm. want currently. That's like not my goals. Right now my goal is like bulking or like becoming a better gym rat or
she
stuff
goes
like
to the
that.
Gym all the time. She doesn't
I
not
always
have time.
See I always see Kayla at the gym.
Yeah, I love the gym. It's
yeah, she goes heavy. Kayla goes heavy.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like grew up very like insecure about like my body and
Same.
Stuff. Mm. I was always a very skinny person. And so growing up, I used to have like little nicknames at school. Mm-hmm. And people said it like, I know people didn't mean it in a bad way. Mm-hmm. But for me, that was my biggest insecurity. So I always felt like, ouch, every time
yeah.
somebody called me that. And so it's very hard for me to gain weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so
fast
right
metabolism.
Yeah, a really fast yeah. metabolism. And so right now I weigh 108, which is like the most I've ever weighed in my whole life.
Mm.
And I started my relationship with the gym I started like last January.
Okay.
I was kind of going through a little heartbreak or whatever, and so I was like going to the gym is going to help me, you know? And it did, and it was a good motivation for a while, but after that it turned into, oh my gosh, like, I feel good. I feel, like, more productive, like...
To do things?
Yeah,
yeah,
like
you
as
actually
I go about
are happy
my day
to do
and
stuff.
Stuff. Like, it makes me more happy. And so it stopped being more of a, like, heartbreak. The reason I, like, went to the gym and more of a, like, better myself type of thing. Because now I, like, go to the gym... Just because I want to get, like, stronger and, like, yeah. just feel better about, mm-hmm. like, my body and stuff. Hmm. But, yeah, no, not dating.
No relationship?
Yeah. Not looking to date.
That's
I'm just very, like, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's okay, though, because guess what?
What?
You can buy yourself flowers.
Oh, my gosh.
You can love you better than anyone.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry,
well, Jesus will
that.
Always
yeah,
love me better.
Amen.
But
remember, he's your plus one.
He's yeah, my plus
he's
one.
Plus.
He's your plus
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
right
Amen.
Now, I'm just in my journey of, like, self-love.
Yes.
And, like, I've just really learned to appreciate the time that I spend alone and not feel lonely. Because mm-hmm. that was a big thing for me. Because mm-hmm. I felt like if I was by myself, then I felt lonely. Then I needed to be doing something so I wouldn't feel lonely. And so now I'm very thankful for the time that I have, that I spend with myself. Because I can, like, drive around by myself and I'm perfectly fine. I can, like, eat out in public by myself and I'm the happiest person ever. Which before, I used to be like, oh my gosh, everybody's looking at me. Everybody thinks I'm a loner. Everybody's judging me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've just really been learning to, like, accept myself and, like, love myself more. And, mm-hmm. like, just, yeah, I love myself. And I think
That's
that
good.
It's very, I've come a long way. And so I don't want to, like, distract myself from that by like dating.
Oh yeah.
I guess
just because
guess
it took so long for me to get here.
Mm-hmm.
That
and you don't want to lose your progress that you've done.
Yeah. Not that I eventually do want to date again, you know, but right now that's not my big priority. Like I'm about to like finish school. I have to decide where I want to go work, whether that's in state or out of state. Where am I going to live? Mm-hmm. Do I want to do mission work? That's something that I've always like had in the back of my mind, you know? And so I don't think having, you know, a relationship right now would be... Just because you're always like, oh, well, I have to consider them. And,
oh
like,
yeah.
if I'm moving here, then what's going to happen and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And so I just... Right now, I can buy myself flowers.
Yes.
There you go. There you go.
Write your name in the sand.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so just going back to bulking.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you have, I heard you have an air fryer. And yeah, I do have thinking, I found a TikTok on how to make pancakes on an air fryer.
Yeah.
Have you ever made those?
No, I have not. But I do my bagels in my air fryer.
That's good. Because I know that pancakes are very good source of protein in the morning.
Yeah.
And so if you mix it with protein
powder.
I buy
the David's brand.
Mm-hmm.
It has like protein already in it. So like I do like protein bagels, and then I put like peanut butter and jelly. Or sometimes I'll put like strawberry cream cheese and stuff. And stuff like that. And I also have like oatmeal that I do in like my microwave. But you can even do like egg, like scrambled eggs in the air fryer.
Yeah, you can do a lot on the air fryer.
You can literally just buy like a little ceramic dish.
And just keep it in there. And just
and like you just put the stuff in there and it makes a really nice like even omelet type thing. Because I know that I made fish. I do chicken. I've made steak in there. I've made.
What?
Yeah.
She's literally made steak.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it comes out really good. I've done like baked potato. Yeah. You can do a lot of things with it. Mm. It's a really great investment. If you're really looking to like eat better, I found mine at Walmart for like $50.
That's not bad.
Yeah. And it's worked really well for me.
Mm. Okay. So now turning to Andrea.
Mm-hmm.
Your relationship.
Yes.
How's that going?
Amazing.
Mm. Amazing.
I've never been so happy before. Well, because it's my first relationship. Like, this is my first boyfriend, you know? And I've always been alone, so, like, I got used to being by myself, and I liked my own company. I liked I liked watching, like, movies and writing, you know? And it's the first time, like, I've ever, like, had someone there to, like, check up on me, and that's been kind of, well, really nice, but, like, weird at the same time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
No, as best friends, though, do y'all talk about it?
Relationships? Yeah, yes. All the time.
Okay, do you know all the tea that's happening in her life?
Well, there's not really tea with my life, but I know everything.
Wow. One stable, one isn't.
It's because it's so funny. We talk more about Kayla's relationship problem.
And I'm not even in one.
Oh, my God. How does that work?
I don't know.
That's all to my non-disclosure.
I don't know.
Let's go again. HIPAA privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only if y'all are comfortable talking about it.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. We just. Yeah, we just. I don't know. I think that Abel's a really great guy, and, like, he treats Andrea really nice, and, like, I'm friends with him as well, so I guess that's really nice when, like, when you're dating someone and they're friends with your friends, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's great. So yeah, I definitely
see that.
Yeah,
we're all really good friends, and so it's a plus.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
And as for me, it sounded weird because it's not like I'm having relationship problems, like anything. Not problems, but it's more like
insecurities?
No.
It's like, dang, I'm on a date.
That's when, like, this happened or that happened, you know? Like,
yeah, or like this happened, it was weird, or this happened, that happened.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can say an instance.
Like, this person texted me. And
yeah, yeah,
tell
yeah.
Me about it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Like stuff like that. And I'm like, I don't know what I should say. Or
yeah, yeah.
A lot of the times it goes like, I don't know what I should say because I don't want to hang out with him. Or like,
and I'd be like, Kayla, if you don't want to hang out with him, just don't hang
out
with him.
That's what I say. Like, if you don't want to hang out, just say no.
She's the nicest person I've ever met. Like, ridiculously nice. But like, in the way it's like, Kayla, just
say no.
Tell them no.
I just feel bad because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Because I've been on the other side of, like, rejection.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on the other side of rejection.
I just give the biggest side eye to Andrea right now. Be like, BFFR right now. So bad.
Because I've been on the other side of rejection. And it sucks when, the person
but
you're
you,
interested in.
Would you rather have the straight up answer and then it's like, okay, they're not interested in me.
But here's the thing. I feel like kind of like, there's social cues when you kind of feel when somebody's not into
okay,
you,
what if
know?
Somebody doesn't get those social cues?
Yeah,
are they
that's
trying?
When I kind of like have
and
to
then
like
you have
be
to like no.
Yeah.
You just
or
have
just
to
don't
cut.
Answer them. Ever.
That hurts.
That's sad.
Oh my gosh. Okay, never mind.
We're kidding. No. But I do believe that if you do like shoot your shot with somebody.
Yeah.
I like if I try to shoot my shot with somebody and then they said no, I'd be like, oh,
thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. At least yeah. they're telling you straight
rejection
up.
Rejection is redirection.
They were considerate.
Facts. And, yeah. Rejection is redirection.
Because what's meant for you will not pass you by. Oh, I'm feeling inspired today.
Okay.
Yeah, that's teacher. What I always say. Whatever, like, what's meant for you will not pass you by, whether it's now or later, or like, however long it takes. If it's meant for you, it'll be for you, and you don't have to worry about it.
Heck yeah.
I like that.
Yo, yeah. Quotes
which is why,
Kayla.
Like, dating is not, like, my biggest priority.
No, like, yeah, mine
either.
Because
when it's meant
that.
To happen, it'll happen. Yeah. And I won't have to, like, you know,
yeah.
worry about it.
I definitely understand that. I was like...
But like if you want to find out the name of that cute guy, then.
Oh my God, Kayla. Also, Kayla has been asking for the name of this guy for me. For about 2 weeks now, and I still haven't found out who it
okay,
is.
Okay, so context to this.
Context. Okay, okay. Tell Kayla, tell.
Okay. There was this very, during Hoops Fest, I was there working it, and there was this really, sorry, everybody's leaving.
Everybody, so, it's a, 3:14 right now, and so Caesar has to just leave. Andrea has to leave too. Oh. Andrea, where are you leaving?
I have to go pick up my boyfriend's little brother.
Hey, give it like shout out to me for leaving.
Okay,
shout out to Caesar too, and
shout out to Andrea.
Catch him Chick-fil-A.
Thank you so much for having me here with my roommate Kayla. She'll fill you in on everything else.
I love you, Andrea. Have a nice day.
You too.
See you in the room.
Yeah, and so we're gonna close up the episode.
Sure, I guess. And just leave the guy, the hoops guy
yeah,
out.
Yeah, we can, you know, stick on for next episode where we'll bring Kayla back in and maybe we'll have found out the name of the guy. And so that's going to be our podcast for it. Thank you guys for listening to our whole hour and few minutes with having Kayla, Andrea, and Caesar. Kayla, any last words?
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah.
Any last words?
Treat people with kindness. Take care of yourself, take care of others, and love people.
There you go. That's all you need to hear.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you guys for listening, and see you guys next episode.